For you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
Oh-ho, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Tony Arden with a song, Mr. Jimmy Stewart with a problem, and now here's Mr. Bing Crosby with a cold.
My virus got quite a hand there, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Bigger hand than I ever got.
Well, it's no wonder you caught cold, Bing. It's been a very hectic month for you.
It's been just tragic.
Yes. Cards pouring in from all over congratulating you on your 20th anniversary. ASCAP presented you with a plaque. The disc jockeys have honored you. And to cap the climax, mind you, I have a newspaper clipping here which says you've been given 30 days in jail. That's right.
He must have got a hold of a very old paper.
Oh. No, this is from last week's Montreal paper. Look, here it says...
I'm very big in Montreal.
Yes, Bing Crosby gets jail term, see?
Well, that can't be me. It can't be me, because every time I'm arrested, I always use an assumed name. I throw an alias at the cops.
What name do you use?
Leslie Town Hope.
Bing, do you think it's fair to use Bob's name when you get in a scrape of the law?
Certainly do. It comes in very handy when I get pinched for jaywalking, heavy breathing in the public library, or pinching tomatoes in supermarkets, or illegal breeding of hamsters.
Oh, that's awful.
Bobby Guy just fell apart. He must be a hamster fan. And, of course, I can get picked up for singing, too, which causes horses to shy, children to cry, and dogs to bark.
Well, maybe so, Bing, but I still think you shouldn't use Bob's name when you get in trouble.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Ken. It all evens up at the end of the year. He always uses my name when he gets in a scrape. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I wonder what Hope was doing in Montreal last week.
He was probably up there doing a show. They wouldn't arrest him for doing a show, would they?
I don't see why not.
Well, anyhow, Bing, it's a wonderful month for you. Everybody's slapping you on the back. Decca gave you a gold record. You caught a cold. Bob Hope gave you a gold girdle.
That's how I caught my cold, squirming out of it in the draft the other
day. Well, cheer up, Bing. There's good news from Florida.
Really?
Oh, yes, sir. Governor Fuller Warren of Florida sends you his congratulations and appoints you to the rank of general on his staff.
General?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's certainly very nice of Governor Warren. Say, Ken, now there's a coincidence for you, isn't it? There's a Governor Warren in Florida, and there's a Governor Warren in California.
That's right. Did you find that the California Warrens are larger, sweeter, and juicier than the Florida Warrens?
And now for our friends in Florida, may I say vice versa. To our friends all over the country, I would now like to present a very charming vocalist, Miss Tony Arden.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Say, Tony, our opening selection is a thing called You're Just in Love from the Broadway show Call Me Madame. You're joining me in this, you know, aren't you?
No, I certainly would love to, General.
Okay, John Scott. General, we are ready.
Singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the sky lights are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older, a rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love. You don't
I
need
hear singing and there's
it is
no
not
one
so
there.
Surprising that you feel
I smell blossoms
strange,
and
but
the
nice.
Trees are bare.
Your heart
all
goes
day long
to
I
pattern.
Seem to walk
I know just
on air.
What's the matter because
why.
I've been there once
I
or twice.
Why.
Your head
I keep
on
tossing
my shoulder.
My
you need someone who's older. A rub down.
What's more,
the
I've lost my
appetite. There
stars
is nothing
that
you
used
can
to
take
twinkle in
to relieve
the
that pleasant thing.
Twinkling in
you're not sick, you're just
I
in
wonder.
Love. Just in love, so in love.
Very, very nice indeed.
Thank you, Ken. It's very nice of you. But, of course, we must sell some Chesterfields, you know.
Friends, for you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, that's what Chesterfield has for you.
And here's the authority that proves Chesterfields are milder.
Over 1,000 prominent tobacco growers have signed a statement saying, to judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities, I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it will smoke milder. That's the standard mildness test. If that tobacco's made into cigarettes, those cigarettes will smell milder and smoke milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfields. And Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
And you know the way Chesterfield blends those tobaccos, their secret process, that means every Chesterfield will have the right combination of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, Chesterfields are proved to have no unpleasant aftertaste. We've got authority for that, too, you know.
It's the country's first and only cigarette taste panel who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
There you have the straight facts. That's what Chesterfield has for you. Mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. So get yourself a pack of Chesterfields today. Believe me, they satisfy. Here's a French importation. At least the melody is French, but the lyric is a new lyric done by Mr. John Mercer, than whom there's no finer, really. The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses. Those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear all winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold.
I see your lips, those summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
And now, with alacrity and with a good deal of pleasure, I relinquish this microphone to Miss Tony Arden, who will sing My Man. She has a fine record out on this old number Tony has. I think you're going to be much entertained by this very stylish arrangement in Tony's delivery. Antoinette?
There's one thing that I've got, it's my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should, he isn't good. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. Oh, my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my
Tony, and thanks very much. We have a gangling guest this evening whose two latest starring vehicles are currently proving that movies are better than ever. As the harried head of a household in Jackpot and as the Pooka's peaceful pal in Harvey, his brilliant performances are causing cascades of guffaws. Literally cascades of guffaws in popcorn palaces everywhere. We're real happy to uncoil the carpet once again for friend James Stewart.
Hi, Bing.
Oh, he's a lanky one, isn't he?
He's a lumpy one, isn't he?
Well, that's not me, really. I'm just breaking in this suit forever to this day. Where you been the past few months, Jim? I haven't seen you around.
Well, I was in England, Bang, and making a movie over there.
Oh, an English movie, huh? Something for television?
No, not for television. This is an American picture. We made it in spite of television.
Ah, boy, that's a fight I like to see. We'll lick him yet. That's the old Jenny Garner, Jim.
Oh, leave it alone. It'll lick itself.
I wish I had some Minute Maid on me. I'd like to drink.
You.
Anyway, Jim, may I congratulate you on this jackpot picture that you made for 20th Century? And I want to congratulate you on Harvey, too. Picture you made for UR. On this new one, though, that the one you who are you working for now?
Oh, the same old bunch, Bang. The boys down in Washington.
Know them well. Know them well. What's the new picture about?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you read it. You read the script, didn't you?
Oh, no, I never do that, Bing. If I read the script, it kind of spoils it for me when I see it in the theater.
Well, you got a point there. Of course, with me, I'm impatient. I like to read the script so I can be disappointed right from the start.
Oh, yes, you... No, well, you shouldn't be disappointed, Bing. Your pictures are wonderful. If you care for singing. Really. Your pictures are swell, Bing. You're a big favorite in England, you know.
Well, they must like singing, I guess.
Oh, they love it, yeah. Right now, they're having a big celebration. What is it? The Bing Crosby month. Everett's 20th anniversary as a millionaire.
No kidding. They really celebrate my anniversary in Europe?
Oh, and it's grown very big.
Oh, there,
Bing.
Really?
Yeah. After all, you made it possible for America to afford the Marshall Plan.
Oh, yeah. Took the wife over to Europe with you, Jim?
Oh, yes. Gloria came over with me. Of course, the doctor didn't think much of her making the trip.
Well, Gloria's not sick, is she?
Oh, no. No, she's not sick. She's more or less under doctor's care these days.
What's the matter, Jim?
Well, Bing, in a way, it's all your fault.
My fault? What's my fault? What's wrong? What do you mean?
Well, Bing, do you remember back a couple years ago, I was on your show, and you tried to talk me into getting married to a girl?
I remember, sure. I said a big, good-looking, easy-going guy like you should have been married a long time ago. You were a good catch, but you were afraid to pitch.
Yeah. Well, after I left you that night, I got to thinking about your advice.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing I knew, I was combing rice out of my hair in a hotel room.
Gloria with you?
Yes, it was her comb.
That was nice of you to take her on the honeymoon. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I was so excited. I didn't know what I was doing, you know. But I as I think back on it, I realized that it was the thing to do.
I remember you telling me about your honeymoon, Jim. In fact, don't you remember? We did a broadcast about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It seems like I'm on your show every time a major event takes place in my life.
That's right. That's the way it works out, yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, here I am again.
No, real? Well, put her there, but congratulations.
Thanks, Bang.
So that's why Gloria's under a doctor's care, huh? Tell me, how's she doing?
Oh, Gloria's fine, Bang. I don't feel so good. Oh,
you'll get over that. I know how it is. Tummy, topsy-turvy in the morning.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, you wake up sometimes and you think you'll just die if you don't get a strawberry malted milk.
Yeah. And a pickle.
And a pickle, yeah. I know, I have the same thing with Gary.
Did you have terrible heartburn all the time?
Constantly, everything I ate, heartburn day and night. They say that's a sign that the baby's going to have a lot of hair, you
yes,
know.
Yes, I've heard it.
Last few weeks, I couldn't eat a thing.
No, all that I can eat is Tums.
I'll eat a lot of them. You're eating for two, you know.
Doctor, the doctor's quite worried about me.
Your doctor?
Yes, I go for a checkup every day. Gloria drives me over.
Oh, man. You got it bad.
Bing, we're going to have to buy all our babies' things. I'm just too nervous to knit.
Oh, Jimsy, now, come on. Relax.
Relax.
Yes.
Relax. How can you stand there and be so calm about everything?
Well, I've been through it myself several times.
Yes, it's awful, Bing. I lay awake nights thinking, what'll happen if Gloria suddenly says, this is it, and I rush out and the car won't start?
Oh, man. Come to think of it, when I was in your predicament, I kept the motor running day and night.
Oh, you did?
The cars and mine.
Oh, yours? Boy, I'll count 10 before this happens again.
Oh, now, Jim, don't be so bitter about it.
When Gloria wakes me up in the middle of the night, I know she'll never get me to the hospital in time.
Jim, don't be such a fraidy cat.
Oh, I can't help it, Bing. I'm a worrying sort, you know. Sometimes I wish I didn't even know about this, you know. Why couldn't Gloria have just kept it a secret?
Well, in your case, it might have been more merciful. Just when did Gloria break the news to you, anyway?
Well, frankly, Gloria never exactly told me, Bing.
Didn't.
No, I read it in Luella's column. And... and then I got suspicious.
Well, that's grounds for suspicion.
About a week later, I knew it was true when I went around back of the garage and I caught Gloria building a playpen.
Jimmy, you ought to just relax. I'm sure Gloria will take care of everything.
Gee, I wish she'd take care of me. I'm a wreck.
You silly. Use it just your imagination, Jim. I thought the same thing, but I pulled through.
Yeah, look at you.
Well, you get this way after the baby comes, after he grows up and goes into competition with you.
No, but even so, pal, your first one was just Gary. Just one.
What are you expecting, the Andrews sister?
Not quite. Twins.
Twins? Yeah. Twins?
Hmm? Two of them. The doctor warned me. Told me.
Oh. Was it your idea to have twins, or was it the studio's idea, sort of a stunt for Jackpot?
Oh, no, no.
No.
This is serious.
You're telling me.
No, I'm reminding you.
Doctor could be wrong, Jim. You know, did the twins, are they running your family?
No, as a matter of fact, children don't even run in my family.
Boy, they're running now.
Yes. Gloria's already redecorated a bedroom in the house. And pink wallpaper with little blue bunnies and little chicks on it.
Mm.
She's got tufted teddy bears and plastic toys and rattles hanging all around, and satin bows tied to the bed. Gee, it's just awful.
Awful? What do you mean? That's the way a room should be decorated for babies.
No,
Jim.
This is my room, but the nursery's down the hall.
Well, now, that's foresight on Gloria's part. You see, no matter where you walk the twins at night, the decor will be appropriate.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Bing, there are a lot more things I'd like to discuss, but it'll just have to wait. I've been standing on my feet altogether too long for a man in my condition.
You poor boy. How inconsiderate of me. You just rest now. Take a seat over there and puff a Chesterfield.
Thanks. I knew you'd understand.
Oh, absolutely. Now, if you feel... Thanks, but Jim, if you feel... While you're sitting over there, Jim, if you should feel a sudden urge for a pickle, I think you'll find one in John Scott Trotter's picnic basket.
Is John Scott going to a picnic?
No, he's going to a restaurant, but he likes to eat on the way. I'll see you later, Jim.
Well, Bing, now that you've finished with the expectant father, don't you think I should get in here with a word about Chesterfields for the expectant smokers?
And I'll get in with you because I want to remind all you folks what Chesterfield has for you. It has mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. And now here's how to prove that. First, you make our mildness test.
Buy a pack of Chesterfields. Open them. Enjoy that mild, mellow aroma. Compare it, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder.
Ken's right, friends. And as tobacco growers have been saying for years, tobaccos that smell milder... smoke milder. You light up a Chesterfield and you'll see how true that is.
Chesterfield Smoke Milder.
And with that milder smoke from Chesterfield's, you get no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
Well, those are the reasons you ought to get with Chesterfield. They're milder, and it's the only cigarette that has, for you, mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. To say it musically, comes out.
Chesterfield, always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
Oh, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
May the good Lord bless and keep you. May the good Lord bless and keep you. Whether near or far away, may you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see, fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you
Tony Arden and Jimmy Stewart for joining us this evening.
Oh, I enjoyed having that little talk with you, Bing, and I hope you get over your cold real soon.
Thank you, Jim, and I hope you get over your trouble real soon.
I will. Who are you going to have next week, Bing?
Next week, Jimmy, we'll have Tony Arden with us again, also that great jazz band, the Firehouse 5+2, and also that great comedian, Leslie Town Hope. Of course, if he gets arrested on the way to the broadcast, he'll show up as Bing Crosby, I imagine.
Ah, gosh, two Bing Crosbys. They're sure going all out for you this month.
Aren't they giving it a
good night, Bing.
Good night, Daddy.
No,
folks, just before shoving off here tonight, I'd like to thank the radio editors of the United States and Canada for their very kind consideration of me in the recent poll conducted by the Motion Picture Daily for Fame magazine. So I'll see you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrno McKenzie. Now, here's a word to all you folks who sent greetings to Mr. Music. Next week, here on the Chesterfield program, we will announce the name of the person who's been chosen for the free trip to Hollywood. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Tony Arden, the Firehouse 5+2, and Bob Hope.